Welcome everybody. In this talk we will see the Python QT or PyQT, QT, depends of the accent, the pronounce. But yeah, this API for interfaces in with Python. So let's start to talk. I'm Daniele Scasciafratte from Italy. I'm here with the Italian Hacker Embassy. And I have a web agency room, but we work mainly with WordPress stuff. But yeah, I'm also Mozilla Evolutive. I've done the talk before about Firefox developer tools. But I'm involved in too many things. And also for works, we are starting right now to use Internet of Things for stuff. But in the past year, already developed with Python QT. Now we will see what we can do very, very quickly and very simple. So when I started to use Linux like few years ago, switched from Windows using .NET, this horrible stuff, also today are horrible. But when I switched, I was doing high school, and I was developing application softwares. So when I arrived to Linux, I say, oh, it's amazing. You can do everything you want. The problem is that you need to know what you want to do and how, because you can break everything. So this was me when I started Linux. I was 19 when I switched to Linux as daily. Now I have everywhere. But this was me. So when I want to do the same things on Windows, so I want to do software with interface, also Linux. And at the timing, the time was very difficult and not so much simple like with Visual Basic and this kind of tool. Now it's different. But the time was very difficult to start because the documentation, the interface, we know like 10 years ago, the interface on Linux was like difficult or horrible. And now it's completely different. But the moment was, I have an idea, how can I do what I want to do? So I chose to learn Python only because I was using KDE, like right now, I love KDE. And I usually buy a book, read all the book, and start to develop. So there was only this book about QT in Python because I'm not C++ developer like right now after this year, because I'm poor web developer. So I discovered Python using this book. And it's the only book like also today. But it's very, very interesting because the API of QT is not changed so much, but the fundamentals are the same. And was a huge book. And was interesting because when I saw Python, I said, no, for me it's too much because from Visual Basic and after years of PHP or Java, I said, no, there are no braces, there is dentation, oh my God, it's impossible to use. I hate Python. After years, I continued to dislike Python for that, but I think it's very, very powerful and very easy to do. You need only to accept that. But we will improve your code quality very quickly. So my choice of Python was only because I love QT, I want to do something with that. And it's strange because someone chose a language because it's bad, it's new, it's amazing, etc. No, I chose them only for interface, it's very strange. And Python, I try to explain. I can explain Python to a public of hacker. I think everywhere in here use Python, so it was not easy. So I use the meme way. Sometimes works. Sometimes. And I said, okay, hackers want to see code, want to see a workshop demo, want to see in action. So this is my portfolio of QT interface public, open source, we can say that way, of stuff. And today we will see the boilerplate, but I've done few interface with PyQT in the time, with 4. And when I chose to do this talk, I never used QT 5. So I say, oh my God, I have to, I applied for a talk without know what to do again. So I studied a little bit, I see that all my old code works also with QT5, so was a little surprise. And the cool part of QT is that usually it's very, very easy to start, especially in Python because there is no compiler stuff, etc. So it's more fast, of course. And so I chose to do screen right now. This is QT Designer. There is also GTK, this is Glade, I don't remember the name. And When I saw this, when I switched from Visual Studio at the time, I say, okay, it's like Visual Studio, so I know what to do. And it's more easy, I think, of Visual Studio. These are three interfaces of my old tool in Qt 4, in Qt Creator 5, because the cool part of Qt that you can have right now with Qt 5, you have different way to do an interface. Usually in Qt, you have three. Now you have three way. You can do the interface and save a UI file that is an XML file. So it's a standard. So you can have the same interface during the year that works because it's the same file. And this is very important because, as you can see, after a year, the interface is always rendered the same way because it's a standard. And this is important, very, very important. Because I can imagine what means to work in legacy stuff that works ever. So you can do an UI file, but this is an XML file. And when you're developing with every language, it's important to have autocomplete, other stuff. So the cool part that UI file in Python, in that case, can be compiled as code. Because Qt, of course, interprets, parse the XML file and generates something inside. But we can convert this XML file as Python code. In that way, our editor can use this code as base for autocomplete, syntax highlighting, so it's more quickly to do. So usually my workflow is to create an interface right here. This is Qt Designer on Debian Seed. Is here, you can install, open your file, do your interface, because it's important for me, always do the interface and next do the code, because that way can, while I develop the interface, I say, okay, I need this feature, this, develop, save the file, because once I define the file, I don't want to edit again the interface, so I can compile as Python code. So, as you can see, there is the command line that is the same for Qt 4 and Qt 5. So it's the same command, change the value, the number, and you can compile as Python code, pure Python code. As I can say, better integration with editor, because actually Qt Creator can save Python file, but is not auto-completing other stuff. So you have to use other tool to develop with PyQt. So it's better to have Python code. And of course, it's better to read XML file because it can be verbose, long file, etc. A Python code is more easy to read and understand what is happening because the second way is to write directly the Python code instead of use Qt Creator. But we are developers, we are hackers, but sometimes an interface, also to create interface, is more quickly fast. So I suggest to use this way because you can do whatever you want. Right now, with Qt 5, there is QML. That is another language that I don't really show this talk because I think it's too much to see for an introduction talk. Because what is the difference between Qt and QML? Qt is C++ code interpreted, blah, 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 and generate interface. QML is running with OpenGL. So the interface is the same. You can use the same interface running under OpenGL, so it's more performance. So, and it's another standard, it's JSON-based, and then can have inline JavaScript code. So it's completely different, but it's more performant. So right now with QML, you can do more cool things. But it's another step. It's better to start with the simple one, because usually, as we show, it's better to have a little UI for what you need. So it's time to see where to start. For my development, I created my simple, very simple boilerplate for develop. It's on GitHub. I have to try to open it now. And I've done for this talk two versions, the Qt 4 version and the Qt 5 version. It's the same, I only changed the import. So it's very, very easy. And the cool part of compiling that for PyQt 4, there is an interface. There is an interface where you can do the folder and automatically convert the file for PyQt 5. I've done the same also a bash script file because it's more fast, but yeah, we can do it also this. So I open a Qtify file. I use a Python editor written with Qt. It's an exception, but the part of this work. So this is, of course, PyQt works Python 2 and Python 3. There are differences, of course, because we know the cool part of Python 3 is the support of Unicode. But Qt is a big framework and support Unicode. So the difference between Python 2 and Python 3 that natively in Python 3 we use the Python Unicode system. So we use the native Python stuff for Unicode. With Python 2 we use the Qt framework stuff for Unicode. So this is the mainly difference between the 3 and 2 version with PyQt 4 and 5. This is the most problem. For that reason, I started to develop in pure Python 3 to avoid any confusion, because of course it's a pure standard Python, so we can use also other libraries and frameworks without problems. So what we do? We have need, of course, the PyQt soft library standard. It's the basics, but it's better to remember. We import the Qt core, that is our the core framework. We need to don't forget that Qt is not all interface. Qt has process stuff, file watcher, and many other things. So it's, I think it's not so much a framework, but a huge framework is the right term, because you can do it in pure Qt, everything you need, as I saw in the past years. So you can see that you don't need often other library. Qt GUI guy is the interface, of course, all the elements of the interface. Widgets are the components of the interface that we can have here in the designer. These are widgets. And of course, you can have widgets, custom widgets. We have here from KDE, but you can develop your own. Oh, wrong. Okay. So you need only these three lines to get working, a Qt script, software, whatever. I add this one because are more useful right now, and we will see why. When we develop, design the interface with Qt Creator, we get the file name. Usually, the standard one is main window, because it's the main window, of course. So as you can see, wrong desktop again. We have main window with all the elements right here. And we can have here all the attributes of the element. One of the cool parts right here in this demo that I opened, the spacer, in that way support the resize of the window without breaking everything. And we can change everything we want. So in Python we will use this. This is the name of the element. Label choo choo choo, spin box choo, whatever. Okay. So we take this via file, we compile in Python. To import, we'll do in that way. Like as usual class in Python, because this is pure Python code at the end. So we can create a class, we import the object, we import the new class of need, and we use one of the most cool, most used, I guess, feature of Qt, a settings class to save our settings. In the how works this? Depends on the file system, put the config file like that automatically is created, so we doesn't care about what is the path, because Qt will do for us. In Linux is your own folder, / config, your name, and the name of the software, .ini. And you can also use different format file Qt will do automatically for you. The ini is the default, but works, this is important. So in that way, automatically we create the Q settings class, object, as you want. And we init the class. We are developers, we already know this part. But we init the window. In that way, load everything. Load the UI. This command initializes the UI, and we assign to an object. Yes? Oh, yeah. Okay. And we created the object. We initialize the object. We assign this object in the class because it's comfortable to have in the class, of course. And set up the object in that way is assigned. We can write the title of the window. Very simple. We will see now this what is, and we show the window. In that way, we show at the window very quickly. The important, it's very easy. For initialize, I use this way, but of course there are many ways to initialize a class in Python. The cool part of Python is that you can do the same things in too much way. So this is one of the ways. We created a Q application that we can intercept the parameter we can send from command line. And we initialize the window, set up, exit. The exit is for close the window, but not to close the process. This is important to notice, and now we will see why. Because that way we close when click the cross of the window. Automatically it's closed with this command. But we have an interface. We only show the interface and the code without talk to each other. This is the problem. Also with the web, we can do an interface, and we can add events or stuff. How we can do it in Qt? There is the slot a signal way. And for me, when I switched from Windows, was kind strange to understand how it works, because there are the standard inside Qt changed at different time. Now with Qt 5, there is another way more simple, but I prefer this one because for me it's the most simple. And I will see how it works. This is a slot and a signal in the same line. What we have, self UI is the window, very simple. We have the button, new question button. Clicked is the action. So every widget has its action. So we don't have the best way to find is the Qt documentation that is automatically generated. You can use also the C++ code. For me, that thing came from web stuff. When I have to find something to do with PyQt, it's difficult to find the Stack Overflow or other project or tutorial, whatever. But for C++, there is too much documentation tutorial, and you need only to convert the syntax for Python. So you can use the same snippet for C in Python without problem. And this is important because the documentation, the API, is the same between the languages. It's not changing. So we ask for the event click, the action click. We can have double, blah, blah, blah. Every widget has its own signal. We connect to this and we leave a callback, like we do with the web. We say that when you click, you need to run self new question. This is a slot and signal. So this is important because that way we can, like Python is important because you are forced to write readable code because we don't have braces. So we can structure with classes, object, blah, blah, blah. So in that way, we can create a function that we can use different times in different buttons, whatever, with all the same method. We don't have to create duplication, etc. Or we can ignore, in that case, the button that execute the action. So the signal is the action that is happening. And the slot is the callback. Pretty easy. We need only to remember this API and look at the documentation what are the actions of the widgets. For that reason, it's better to design the interface, because that way we can use all the widgets that we want, and next we can take care of the action that we need, because we can start to develop code without thinking the interface will be a mess. We will lose so much time. So it's better to develop, use the widgets that we want, do the interface, save, compile, and run in Python. Okay, so we saw the signal. Here we have a signal, but it's not using a Qt element, widget, class, whatever. The problem is that usually, also for development, we run script from the command line. And when we create a Python script with Qt from command line, when you use the Control C to close the process, it's not closing, because there is no support in this Python script to react of this action on the command line. So this single line with signal say when there is the signal of interruption from command line, close it, the process. So in that way, we can force the closing of the script from the command line. And also we will see in the official example of PyQt, this line is missing, so it cannot close from command line. But this is helpful also for development or for people that run stuff with scripts or whatever. So it's very important to add this line. For that reason, this is mainly reason why I created the boilerplate, to remember this code. but also for the queue settings part, because queue settings is like for local storage on the web. You have get and set value. So it's very quickly. So this is the boilerplate. As you can see, I can create right now an interface, put on the script that in the boilerplate and run. I will show an example with my one. I don't remember they have a PyQt interface. Nope, but I think that I can use one of the example. No. The cool part of live coding that you remember where there are the files. But I open another design file. I save as main window. I have no idea where I save it, of course. In the wrong folder. Now I have to compile the file. And I remember the scripts of work. Yep, I compiled the file as Python code. I opened this window, as you can see, is poor XML. Horrible to read, but it's working, and this is standard at the time. And we have here the Python code auto-compiled from the XML file with all the names, so we can use also this code. Now we have the file with the name, and if it works now, I click here to restart. Seems not. We will see now, right now, why. I've written wrong in camel case the name of the window. Python use this. Qt use this standard. The last word is on uppercase, the other one not. Again, there is something that is not working. I got it, why? Wrong name of the file and of the object. But you can change, of course, the name. This is my boilerplate, I don't remember what I done the boilerplate. Okay, we can ignore this part. We'll show running already an interface already compiled. Okay, this is the UI you saw in the Qt Designer running. We have the UI file compiled in PyCode running. These are the official example of Qt on GitHub. There are too many. I will show to you a few of them. And this is interface. So, and because Qt support, as you can see, I cannot try to cover. Usually this is one of the problems of interface on desktop. With Qt, you can use a widget to avoid this action. But you can support also resides of the element based on the interface itself. So you can go bigger, little. I only to configure on the Qt Designer, compile, I done. So, it's like the end because I don't want to talk about so much about two hackers, how it works. I want to show to you demo of Qt can do for you. Because this is what you need to do to use Qt. The only problem is you have to have the idea to do an application with interface. Because the Qt elements are very powerful, you can do everything you want. So, the example repo on PyQt on GitHub has few example. I can show to you this is poor Qt mainly to do the action. We need really to do the Python code that intercept this kind of things, and this code It's more the comment about the license than the code on Python, I think. But as you can see, we have only the here is designing the interface in pure Python. Reference to the file. The enter event. Drop event. Mouse enter event. Run the application. It's very, very easy because the most boring part are by Qt framework. We have a look to see, decide the interface, what is the interface, and how to interact with the interface. But I think that there was one of the last feature of Qt is the widgets of OpenGL that use the JavaScript interface. So you can do an open WebGL demo running in PyQt with a widget. I think that right now there is the support in PyQt, but I think they will be arrive very soon. But OpenGL. This is the same running with different engine. I don't think there is so much difference for the HD part, but as you can see, are fluid all both, but. No, this is not running, maybe I'm not running right in the right way, but the cool part that you can find, these elements are pretty easy. One of the cool parts of Qt that you can define in Qt Designer, the hotkey, and you can assign automatically with a slot. So you can do very quickly, assign the same method to do, yes?
Can you also compile the file to ELF?
Yeah, you can. Python is Python.
Yeah.
So you can move the Python file. It's only a conversion.
Yeah, I mean,
I think.
Can you do the whole thing with the Qt engine?
I think I never done because I use mainly Linux, but I saw example of this kind of stuff. The problem that I think Qt on Windows is more difficult to install all the framework because Qt are very heavy as sides. So I know there are different way to get only the library that you need also for Windows and not to install all the package.
Like let's say that I develop something and I want to give it to a friend or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like don't take the source code and build it at that moment, like take the compiler.
Yeah, I know I saw example. There was for Python Qt4 I saw also a tool that will automatically do for you. I don't know there is in the meantime also for 5, but there are also stuff for Windows. So Windows is supported. All these parts here are pretty easy to do. I've done list view with the checkbox in the list view, only hacking with PyQt code in pure Python. Yes?
And also what you showed before with the buttons, like in Android where you have the...
Yeah, I've added this part, but you can also have... there are people that are running PyQt also on Android, so you can also do it that way. But for Android, I don't think it is best so much good to have Python, that use Qt, that use running in a Java system. Maybe it's better to use C++ Qt that is pure compiled, specifically for Android, is better, also for performance.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Can you implement callbacks in this fashion?
Yeah, you can do it callback like, in the same way with slot the signal. So all the media widgets as action, and you give a callback, also the same to different elements, is automatically done. Yeah, you can do it also this. There are too many widgets and classes. I didn't show because I think that it's a better way is to try to do, and you can find the documentation. In my talk, as all the list of my application open source, there are links, I can open a few of them. Because there was issues with Wi-Fi, yesterday I cannot download all of them when I prepared the talk. And this is an example is interface for Asana that we've done in pure Qt, PyQt. As you can see, this is pure PyQt. There is the code here. There is a Python code compiled, the interface, and the Python code using a library. We have different elements. And this is connected, of course, with Asana. Asana is a service for to-do list. Simple, easy. In that way, I can filter, call the API, and create the interface with checklist, automatically update the interface, the information. Settings open a new window of PyQt to put the APK code. and this pure Python. And you can also create a new task. This is pure Python code, PyQt code. But I think that this is I think the most interesting stuff that I done of it's old but works to go, continue to works. I hope they have a screen. Yes. Because I don't remember the hotkey. When I started to develop PyQt, I've developed this tool. It's like a quiz tool written in PyQt that asks you two questions, parse XML file, ask you two questions. Do you remember what is the key? Try to guess what is the hotkey. But for me, it was boring because developers for hotkey want also cheat. So I created an interface to. It's better to download than try it. I hope that it works because the last time that I tried was a little while ago. So, what is the fine? There aren't the case. Ah, it's missing the Qt WebKit library. Okay. In any case, I created an interface in pure PyQt that can create the XML file that I'm reading. So automatically create on the fly new element of the interface, and in pure here, just save a HTML file that open in a preview window, pure in PyQt. And the code, you can try it at home or right here, what do, but it's ready here. Those are our poor example. This one is an interface for a less compiler. This is a language that compiles in CSS. It's quite old, but I know people that are using. As you can, this use a file watcher to see when there are new file in pure Qt. Use the Qt framework for file watcher. So I don't use script or the stuff, and run a process inside the computer. And in the past, I've done also an interface. I don't know if it works again because it was a prototype and there are no screen. Also show the output of the console inside the interface because it was a tool interface for Nmap and other tools never finished. A print in the interface what is happening inside with the command. So in pure Qt, you can do it all these kind of things. I done also a few years ago to promote Qt. An ebook in Italian, but I want to show a few parts only to show the code, of course. So not worry about the Italian. And you can also do the classic message box in Qt very easily to show alerts. It's a line of code. It came from the code of LearnHotKeys, of course. There is also a way to open new window inside, because the problem when you open a new window is that you have to avoid that close the new window, close the other application, because there are like parent, children also can conflict. So there is a little trick to avoid this kind of action. You can open dialog very easily for files with a filter, because Qt has a huge filter for kind of these kind of things. For the design interface, I changed the cursor for waiting a reply. I put the loading cursor automatically with this line and put the back the old cursor. This is the way I create a list of checkbox, because the native list view doesn't have the support for checkbox. So you can create on the fly widget with a mix of other widgets. I instance create this model of Qt because Qt have too many things. To simplify, I create a loop, and for every element I create add a checkbox. I can add on the fly, as you can see here, a slot and a signal to an element created on the fly. So you can do like you do in the web pages, you can do also an interface on desktop. This is create a process inside Qt framework, so you don't need to use sub-process like in Python. And you have all the events right here. So yeah, you can avoid to have different libraries. So in that way, the code will be always the same because the API will be the same. Also, you change the PyQt version. My old application, PyQt 4, continue to work right now, as which also PyQt 5 continue to work. So in my suggest is to use when you can, use the Qt framework stuff because it works everywhere also after years. This is a way to create autocomplete. You have a method, you automatically open a tooltip or suggests you to write the text, because there is also the syntax slider widget. This is the watcher that you use in the Leonardo case. Is a try waiting. To open the second window, right here, in another file. So you, my suggestion for hackers, developers doesn't care, that doesn't afraid from documentation and code, as I think it's here is full. Try to do with example available from PyQt 5 and see what's happening, but try also to develop an interface and try to do the first slot and signal, because started raining. You can get fun very quickly only trying with demos and see the interface, because I think that for developers that usually use command line, it's difficult to think about an interface because it's not our job. We do script for us. But I think it's very important to try to design an interface and define what is happening when I click here. And with Python Qt, it's very simple, like on the web, because in the past I tried GTK, and was not so much easy like that. So I suggest you to try the demo. There are very too many. And I don't remember the demo because there are too many. There are also the permission to run, but this is an example of address book already available. So the cool part of Python is very easy to read. Also, don't worry other people. So you can find everything you need, probably also looking on this example, or look on internet with C++ forums or whatever. But GitHub right now has a powerful search engine. So very often I use GitHub to search other open source projects to see how they do what they need to do. So my suggestion is to look here. QML, it's very interesting, but I think this is required to understand this new markup language. So it's better to try on your own, because when I chose to do this talk was only to introduce you the tools, because there is not so much tutorials or to get started in 5 minutes using Qt with Python. Now you know what are the steps. So the talk is finished. For any question, I'm here.